Welcome to 2P Start Live. I'm Ray. No, wait. Dang it.
Yeah, you are. No, you really are. Seriously, you are.
He's Tim.
And he's confused.
I'm very confused.
And welcome, Ray.
Welcome to episode 4 of the podcast. So, Tim, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How you been?
I've been doing well. So, should we go ahead and kick things off then?
Yeah, I just want to ask, you enjoy your time off?
I did. It was a good week. Yeah, I enjoyed my time a little too much. A little too much.
Yeah, gotta, well, don't get too comfortable because you got a big one coming up.
We'll get to more of that later.
We'll get to that, yeah.
First up is trivia for two, please.
It does go well with a chicken.
Every week I try to stump Tim on a gaming-related trivia. He tries to stump me on Sonic-related trivia. Tim has won pretty much every time except for the first tie, I think. So I guess I should probably make harder questions, but I still keep him relatively nice.
Well, that serves two purposes. One, you don't feel so bad, you know, losing to the tough questions I've been giving you. And two, when I do screw up a really easy question, you make me feel really dumb. Like that Link to the Past question. Oh,
right,
last week.
Right.
I felt really stupid that I didn't know that. But
well,
I really
good.
Didn't.
Good.
Yeah, well, congratulations. But I did make the questions a little easier this week, so I think I did. You know, the problem is I don't know Sonic stuff that much, so I don't
right,
know
so
what's
you don't know
common
what's like
knowledge.
In the know and what's out on the fringes, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, well, hey, I guess I'll hit you up first then.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, question number one. Was a sequel ever made of Q-Bert?
Oh, yeah, there definitely was, and it was pretty horrible, too.
Do you know what it was called?
Cubes or something like that, right?
Yeah, Q-Bert Cubes, yep.
Yeah.
Shucks.
I'm telling you, I know my retro gaming.
All right. Question number two. On the Sega Dreamcast controller, what color was the Y button?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was either red, blue, yellow, or green. I'm going to guess... It's got to be either yellow or green. I'm going to guess green. Am I right?
Yes.
I owned a Dreamcast too, so I knew it was up there somewhere.
That was good, Tim. That was good.
All right. Hey, I was on today.
Oh, man.
It was that time change, that extra hour of sleep I got, you know?
Delicious again, Peter.
All right, what do you got for me?
Well, let's see how well you know your Sonic trivia here. All right, question number one. The Wii title debacle, I should say, known as Sonic and the Secret Rings, was known as under a different title originally. What was the original title of that game?
Sonic Wildfire.
That is correct.
Hey!
Which I think was a better name in the first place.
I do too. I guess they didn't think it was like Arabian enough. They wanted kind of like the Alibaba sort of style of name to it, I guess.
I'm not sure why. Oh, wait. It was because the developer guy was playing that other game. Right?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. He was playing God of War.
God of War,
right. Prince of Persia. Yeah.
So he's like, well, let's just throw Sonic in there and it'd be great. Oh boy. Okay. Well, good. You got one. Here's your chance.
I got my pity question. That's nice.
Yeah. Here's your chance to tie me up here. What is the character known as Dr. Robotnik or Dr. Eggman?
Mm-hmm.
The main villain of all the Sonic series, basically, with a few exceptions. What is the origin of that character?
What's the origin?
As in, how did he become who he is today?
I believe he roboticized animals into robots, and Sonic took his shoes that was in his like factory or something that made him run really fast. That's the only thing I can think of.
That is part of the backstory. You don't know.
But it's not.
The evil scientist guy that he is today, though.
I do not know.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, I actually do remember this from the old comics. There was an explosive accident involving a rotten egg and some computer equipment and I think a Coke or something like that.
What?
And it, yeah.
Are
and
you
it,
serious?
Oh, yeah. And it turned him into, he was a nice guy. He was like, you know, so, I think he was actually helping the animals and stuff like that, you know.
Oh, give me a break.
And actually, here's what's interesting. His name in the comics was Ovi Kintobor. And when his personality reversed, his name reversed also. And so his name in the comics is Ivo Robotnik.
Ivo Robotnik, yeah.
So Kintobor backwards is Robotnik, which I found interesting. So,
well, I do want to say though that the comics are not always the correct story with the games.
That's true.
In fact, many Sonic fans consider them different universes. There's like the Archie comics universe, and then there's like mm-hmm. the Sonic video game universe, and then some other stuff too. But I didn't even know the comic background, so I'm totally out on that question, definitely.
Yeah, I think that was like the first Sonic comic that ever came out. I seem to remember. I don't know
I think that's the one I don't have. I have a lot more, though, I will say.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that was a tough one, so.
All right, you win again, Tim.
As always.
Well, I guess that will bring us to our...
our topic of the week? Would you want me to say it like... like,
come on, Tim. You gotta say it.
Here's our topic of the week.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about Guitar Hero 3 this week. I have it. I bought it when it pretty soon after it came out. I've been playing that on Wii. And Tim, sounds like you bought it.
Well, here's the deal. You know, my wife always wants to know what things I want for Christmas, and it's always a bit of a struggle because I think, well, the games that come out in like November and early December that I really want to play, that, you know, they always put at the holiday season, I kind of don't want her to get me because then I have to wait till Christmas to play them, you know?
Right.
So I was like, well, Mario Galaxy, I'm not going to ask for Christmas. I have to play that when it comes out. So that's off the board right there. But I had originally told her, you know, Guitar Hero 3, it's a little more expensive. That would be like one of the big gifts that she gives me or something. Maybe and the second guitar or something like that, you know? And so I said, yeah, get me that. And so that's what she was going to do. And I happened to be at Blockbuster, and they happened to have the game there. And I happened to have all these gift cards with like $2 on it. So I'm like, I'll just get it and get rid of these stupid gift cards. And I'll buy it for her to give to me. And so I brought it home, and she was all upset that I bought it because she's like, well, I wanted to buy it. I was supposed to do the work. I'm like, well, what's the difference? I already knew it was going to be, you know? And so we went back and forth. I'm like, okay, you know, if you're not happy with the way this whole thing went down, I'll just open it and play it, and it won't be my gift. You know, I thought I really had her there because I really wanted to play it. But she did not relent, and it's still sitting in the box. And I moped around about half the day about the game, and like, just let me open it. I'll put it back, and then you can wrap it up. But
I don't know, Tim. I think you made some bad moves there, man. Just personally.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure I did. But I was hoping to get by on that one.
Right.
And just get to play it. But unfortunately, I have to wait.
Oh, boy. Well, while you were moping around that day, I was pretty much rocking out, I think.
Rocking out, probably. Yeah. Well,
the rock doesn't stop.
Luckily, I have a real guitar to console me.
That's true. And actually, you actually know how to play guitar, too. So.
I do.
So you're the real Guitar Hero.
I am. I was thinking maybe if I wrote a song for my wife on the guitar and played it all romantically, she'd let me play...
About Guitar Hero?
About Guitar Hero. She'd let me play real Guitar Hero. But I'm not that desperate.
Good. I like it a lot, actually. I'm really enjoying it. I'm getting pretty good. I'm feeling pretty comfortable on the hard difficulty, and I'm inching towards the expert mode soon. But for having really only played it in the stores, I've never owned Guitar Hero before, so this is really my first time, you know, I guess not sitting down, but standing up with it and playing it for a good amount of time now. I can successfully say it's a great game, and I love playing it. I do have a few minor gripes, though, one of which is you can't buy a second guitar yet.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I haven't seen any in the stores at all.
Yeah, you know, I called Best Buy the other day because Jessica was coming over this weekend. I'm like, oh, I'd like to play it with her. I'll pick up a second guitar because, you know, you only need two and then your set is complete, obviously, right? I mean, it's not like a console where you need like four controllers over time. It's like, well, I just need a second guitar. Might as well just pick it up because I know it's a very good multiplayer game and it's fun to have both people play on different difficulties, so, you know, I'll pick one up. But when I called Best Buy, they said, yeah, they haven't been released yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they jumped on board with the whole, oh, the Wii has to have a shortage of products, so...
Right,
let's not,
right.
Let's not release any guitars either.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know, that was kind of strange, and the minor problem I have with it is the graphics are pretty god-awful. It definitely has very PlayStation 2 graphics, I would say. They're probably a little better, but, like, there's some things where you're just looking at it, and you're just like, really? Like, that's a helicopter? Like, two pieces of flat polygons? Like, I don't know, it's really strange how they really didn't try, but I guess that's Nintendo's big thing, you know? Gameplay over graphics, so... Which I must admit, I'm not really looking at the graphics much until the end of the song or the beginning of the song, so...
Well, with that game, it doesn't really fly because the game's released on all the consoles, so...
Right.
All the consoles have gameplay and graphics, except for...
Right.
The Wii.
But
right. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is there... I know the... I read on the back of the box, since I can't open it and play it. All I'm able to do is dream about playing the game. So I read all the details on the box, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's sound effects that come out of the Wii Remote as you play.
Yeah,
it.
Well, that's the cool thing about
that. Does that add to it, or?
A little bit, yeah. If anything, it points to who's messing up, you know, if you're playing with two people. I mean, it's nice not having it come out the... Okay, well, let me set this up a little bit. I believe that the Wii guitar is better than the other two. One, it's cheaper, slightly. I think like $10 cheaper. I'm not...
Right.
Don't quote me on that, but... and basically, you know, it has rumble in the remote. The other guitars don't have rumble, so there's a little bit of rumble that comes through the guitar, and it also has the built-in speaker on the Wii Remote, so it actually plays like the little sound effects whenever you mess up on the guitar, which, believe me, Jessica heard plenty of those when I was playing. and so, yeah, like so that's pretty cool to have it come out of the speaker of the remote instead of the television screen. So it seems more like, you know, I'm messing up, my guitar's broken kind of sounding instead of like coming out the TV. It's kind of a nice thing. The other thing is,
cool.
It already has built-in wireless functionality and motion sensing technology. So when you tilt it upwards to do star power, they don't have to put it into the shell. So that's why it's a little
Which
cheaper.
Which makes it cheaper.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a fun game. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I can feel the replay value while I'm playing it. I'm getting pretty good with the orange key now. The blasted fifth key. Everyone, it's a big step to take. Four fingers for five keys.
I've never really gotten that issue.
Right, yeah. You've read a lot about it, though, right?
I've seen a lot of comics about it, yeah.
Well, I mean on the back of the box.
Well, that's true. I have read about the...
Read quite a bit, extensively.
Dreaded orange key. Yeah.
Great game.
Cool.
So, yeah, Guitar Hero 3. Tim, I know you'll enjoy it once you get your
Eventually.
Hands in it. And just do me a favor. Whatever you do, don't sneak a play with it, please. I don't want Sarah upset.
She would get upset. So.
Let Sarah know. I believe she's in the right on this. And
all right, I'll let her know. I'll
okay.
tell her
to stand her ground. Next up is comic talk. Gonna talk a little bit about last week's comic and what's coming up next. So last week's comic was a little bit different.
Yeah, Richard filled in and
Richard Aguirre.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job, and you know he picked up an idea that Ray didn't find too funny, and
I thought it was funny. Well, he made it funnier for me. I thought the
okay.
way he drew it made it funnier to me. I guess he brought it to life for me.
That's good.
Specifically when she fires the ice beam, like that frame with like the cold beer with like frost flying off of it. Yeah, it was really cool. I was like, oh, that's really sweet. Like, you know, I wouldn't have done that. I would have just had her like pointed at it and shoot it, you know?
Yeah, you know, and that wasn't part of my original idea, so I'm glad he added that in. You know?
Yeah.
I just said, oh, she makes the beer cold or whatever, but no,
right.
That was cool.
Yeah.
And the joystick readers seem to agree we're winning in the polls, so...
Seriously, yeah, that's great news. I think it kind of falls in line with our...
Oh, no, our formula?
Our formula.
If anyone's read our older comics, we had a two-part series there where we kind of guessed what the formula for winning the joystick poll was. And what was it, a cultural reference?
Yeah, cultural reference,
to do with drugs,
video games,
or sex.
A little bit of sex in there. But there was no drug reference, though, so...
Well, Samus is smoking a cigarette, so I
that's true.
Tobacco.
That blasted
well,
drug.
And there was alcohol. Come on now. We got drugs, alcohol, and sex in the
There's
same
so
comic.
Much, There's so much R-rated material in our comic, I can't even keep track of it.
Well, let's be honest, that's pretty mild.
Oh, and it totally is.
You did set us up a little last week with your little rant about how we don't want to, you know, put too many sex references in our
comics. I mean, I do want to stay away from that.
Oh, I do too. I don't want it to be the typical, oh, look, they're having sex, isn't that funny? Like, Peach has...
Don't stop. No, no. We're not going to get into that one. But yes, I know what you mean. And
yeah,
it worked out really well, though. I thought it came off with fairly, you know, a light touch of some more crude humor there. So yeah, it worked well.
We're not like heading in that direction or anything. I just thought it was, I don't know, I guess a clever use of...
It's just nice that my hands are clean of that, you know?
Like, yeah, Ray didn't touch it. Like, Ray had nothing to do with
it. Tim took one step forward and I'm like, oh, I'm not in this one. Richard, go for it, man. So that's good to know. I'm still clean for the comic. Until next week.
That's not true. That's not true. You drew the Ebert comic that was a little edgy. Remember that?
Yeah, and I also drew that really racy Tetris one too. Boyfriend, girlfriend.
That's true. That's true.
Oh man, the way they squeezed into that spot was
Oh boy. Well, so how about next week? You excited about next week's comic?
I'm excited about it. I'm not excited about doing it, but I'm happy for the joke. It's gonna be good. And
I'm always excited when you're excited about the idea because
I started going all out a little bit when I was working on one specific character. I was drawing them and I was like, yeah, I want to make this really good. So I'm working on a little more detail this time. So yeah, hopefully it'll turn out great.
Yeah, there's times when I think I have a good idea, and I mean, I don't know if I do or not, and Ray will be kind of like, maybe we'll think of something else. And I'm like, oh, okay, it wasn't that great. And then there's other times when he's like, oh, yeah, that's great, let's get to it. And I like when you're, you know, like the brawl tryout one, you know.
Well, you
like,
know
you're
me.
Like, yes, we have to, like, get every detail down perfectly, and I'll spend we can't do it this week, we'll do it next week. I'll spend 2 weeks on it, you know.
I'll make it as many panels as it needs to be, and I'll make it 10 panels long. No.
Right. Well, no, but I'm glad that you're excited about it, and I think it'll turn out great, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so look forward to that on Wednesday.
Yeah, so with every great comic comes great comments, and this week we had a lot of good comments, I thought. I found a number of them on Joystick, which I thought were pretty funny. Do you have a comment of the week?
Yeah, why don't you go first? Why don't you...
Me first? Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to have to give mine to LD on the Joystick poll, who said, that strip wasn't funny in the slightest. Laugh out loud. To screw attack. Like sex. Get it? Laugh out loud. So he pulled my card there. He was like, yeah, see, he's with me here. He's with me.
Yeah, Ray picks that comment because he agrees with it, not because...
It was funny. It was funny when I read it because it's like, oh, great, now we're becoming like those people that people rip on, you know? For that, but we're winning, you know? It's like the taste of power. So
yeah, exactly. They used to be good before they made a bunch of sex jokes.
Exactly, yeah. That Samus one turned it around. Got a different artist.
Let me defend that one just for one second here. The overall joke is that, you know, what would she do with her powers, right? Like, how could she be a housewife, you know? But I feel like if you just did the beer one and the under the house one and then something else, like, you know, maybe her super jump, she had to get the cat out of the tree or something like that, you know?
You're like, missing that punch at the end.
Well, yeah, there's no punch, exactly. Like, it's just three similar things, and you're like, oh, that's kind of, okay. But you need something that's different. Now, it didn't have to be the sex joke, but that's all I got, you know? That's
well,
all.
What about the one commenter had a great one about the delay of Brawl.
Oh, the Final Smash one? Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Dash said, you know, crap, I feel like my life lost all meaning now that Brawl is delayed. You know, Samus, I got it, honey. Final Smash. Like, what the F? Gets a horrific death by Samus Bolt, but is still happy for getting at least a little taste from the best game ever. That's a punch, man.
And I even responded to that. But you know what? I don't think you'd write all that in there and make it a funny comment. It was a really funny comment and suggestion, but I don't know about, you know, putting it in the comment. But
I think I need him to write some more scripts for me. I think he's got some.
Yeah. Well, you hire him. kick me out of the comic, and yeah. Now you got me looking at these comments. There was a few others that were questionable. But
what was your best? What was your favorite one?
Oh, yeah. Okay, you know, I was giving away my Nintendo shirt that I got at E for All.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked people to tell me, you know, what game are you looking forward to, you know, for this holiday season, and just leave a comment. And, you know, most people said, oh, Galaxy or Mass Effect or, you know, Brawl, but oh, no, it's delayed. Well, this guy, Jared Alain or Ayayin or something like that, says, I know for sure I really want Assassin's Creed. It just looks amazing for me. I can't wait to stab someone in the face with a wrist blade. And well, I mean, I've seen the commercial with Assassin's Creed, and it does look awesome where he's like jumping in slow motion and the blade's coming out of his coat or whatever, and he's going to stab this guy, right?
Right.
But to actually say it, like, it sounds really bad. Like, we need to find this guy, track his IP, tell the police, and say, you know what, we may have our next, I don't know, serial killer on our hands. No, just kidding, Jared, but that was really funny when I read that. I was a little scared, so.
Moving on, then.
Our Black Doom Award.
Oh, boy. Well, the Black Doom Award, every week we award something that a video game did poorly. In honor of the worst character ever made by Sonic Team, Black Doom, will hopefully never return. We don't know for sure.
Really, my Black Doom Award's gonna have to go to the motion control in Zack and Wiki.
Really?
Yeah. I the more I think about it, the more disappointed I am. I mean, I really don't think it takes away from the game, honestly, like that much. But it also doesn't add to it because it's implemented pretty poorly in a number of places. Not everywhere. Just, hey, hear me out. Okay, there are times when you have to grab something and, like, pull down. So I'll grab the thing and I'll pull it down and nothing happens. So then I put my arm back up, like, to pull it down again. But as I move my arm up, it pulls the thing down. Okay, so there are things like that that are completely wrong, you know, and there's sometimes where you have to twist something around, and if I twist it too fast, like, it twists back the other way, you know?
Right, you mess it up.
And you mess it up, so then you're holding the controller upside down, and it thinks it's right side up, and I mean,
I think part of the problem, though, is that we expect it to register every single little thing we do, and we'll do it really fast, and we'll do it the way we think it should work, but the problem is that, you know, we confuse it sometimes. Like, I think sometimes you just need to be nice and steady and careful about what you're doing, make it very obvious, and that, you know, it'll do it no problem. But it's like when we're in a rush and stuff, it won't always. Well, have you ever played Monkey Golf and Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
So would you rather play that or Zack and Wiki?
No, of course. I'm never gonna wish that upon anyone, okay? None of those mini games deserve to see the light of day ever again.
But yeah, I see what you're saying. I can understand, but I do disagree a little bit. I think it works the majority of the time.
It really, the game is not about that. It's not about the controls, so it's forgivable.
Right.
Just a minor annoyance. I had nothing major to contribute this week, so that's my issue.
Alrighty. Well, my Black Doom Award is going to go to the title of Guitar Hero 3, which is Legends of Rock. I don't know what Legends of Rock is referring to. It could be referring to the list of 70 songs that are playable in the game, which is quite a feat, and it's very good. And, you know, I won't argue what's considered a Legend of Rock, but I think what it comes down to is you actually have little mini boss battles against Legends of Rock. And so you actually have to go up against a legend and play against them with a guitar and battle them and beat them to earn them as, like, a character. You know how many people you fight? How many legends you play against? 3. And one of them doesn't really exist, okay? So that comes down to 2 Legends of Rock. When you got a title like Legends of Rock and you only got 2 people, you know, it's like, really? Couldn't you have, like, a third, like, one more person to help out? You know, by Guitar Hero 3, like, it's kind of weird. Like, we're on the third game now and we've only got 2 people willing to be bosses kind of thing. It's kind of strange to me, so that's where my Black Doom Award goes to.
That is interesting because, I mean, now correct me if I'm wrong, but the first couple of Guitar Hero, or maybe just the first one, wasn't it a lot of cover songs? Like, it wasn't the real artist playing them, right?
I believe it's cover because they want it to. They want to be able to separate all the instruments and be able to, you know, so that when you play the guitar part and be able to bend the sound and stuff. Otherwise, they would need the original masters for it. I know, for instance, there's a Sex Pistols song called Anarchy in the UK, I believe. Mm-hmm. They actually got together and re-recorded that song specifically for Guitar Hero 3 because the original masters were lost.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they hadn't been together for many, many years, you know, so they actually got back together to record it. And I thought that was kind of cool. And it makes me enjoy playing that song a little more. But, yeah, I think they might be going more for masters now or whatever, but I don't know. I mean, I'd never owned the first two, so I don't know really the
history. It just seems that, you know, now it's not, I mean, it's obviously a huge title now. It's not just some, you know, random game they stuck together.
Right.
And so you'd think they could get more people, you know, rock legends,
right,
if you will, in the game to,
totally.
To appear, you know?
Like, just, I mean, they know that the game's going to sell like hotcakes if those sell well anymore, I mean, but
I don't really buy a lot of pancakes anymore, really. I mean,
I guess that ends the show.
That's it. That does it.
That's all.
Good show.
Yeah, good show. Good job, Tim. Join us every week. Wednesday, we have a brand new 2-Piece Start comic available at 2PieceStart.com, and every Monday, a new podcast is available. So come back next week to check it out, and we'll see you next time on 2-Piece
Start. Live.
See you next week.